A police state, a tin-pot South American dictatorship, and a political witch hunt. Opposition politicians have decried police searches on the Australian Workers' Union, the AWU, supposedly to stop certain documents being destroyed or concealed. The Australian Federal Police raids were conducted as part of an investigation by the Registered Organisations Commission, a body set up by the Turnbull government to monitor registered organisations in Australia. AWU officers in both Sydney and Melbourne were targeted by federal police. Labor leader Bill Shorten was furious, accusing the coalition of orchestrating a campaign to bring him and the trade union he once led down.
The government is wasting taxpayer money in an increasingly grubby effort by a grubby government and, quite frankly, a grubby Prime Minister who've been exposed as standing for nothing, and all they have left is to try and damage the reputation of their opponents.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull stands by the decision to raid the union. He maintains Mr. Shorten has questions of his own to face over a $100,000 donation made to the activist group GetUp in 2005 when he was the head of the AWU.
The AWU has got questions to answer. Bill Shorten has questions to answer. Why his union was making a $100,000 donation to GetUp, an organisation which I might say is opposed to most of the industries that employ members of the AWU.
The union has also hit back at claims of wrongdoing, saying it's already been investigated without any significant findings made. Its National Secretary Daniel Walton freely admits the donation was made. He says this whole inquiry is over how certain paperwork was filled in. And, speaking on Sky News, he's raised concerns over the processes followed by the AFP and the government.
There is serious questions as to whether or not the government has instructed what is meant to be an independent regulatory body to investigate the AWU, in particular to investigate Bill Shorten to smear his political career. We've now found ourselves in this process when we've got the AFP barging down our doors, following orders from the Registered Organisations Commission to look into donations made some 10 years ago.
Meanwhile, Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has faced queries in Senate estimates on how the media became aware of the impending searches, apparently knowing even before the AWU. She originally referred the matter to the Commission.
My understanding was that a phone call was made to my office once the search warrant was issued, just before I saw it on the television. And I have seen a media report that Mr Albanese actually went on record, not under parliamentary privilege, I don't know when he made the statement, but stating that I had phoned the media. I can assure you that I found out about the raids as they unfolded on the television.
The AWU has launched legal action, calling the raids an outrageous abuse of power. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says it's part of a broader crackdown by the Turnbull government on opposing views.
This is a government that sought to remove the charitable status of environment organisations. It's a government that seeks to silence whistleblowers and people speaking out against detention through the imposition of harsh laws. What we have is a government that is using every tool it has to silence dissent, to crack down on civil society, and to effectively say to its opponents, we're not going to tolerate you. Well, that's what we see in a police state, not in a democracy like Australia.